You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. You know that one of my favorite things to talk about is accomplishing something with less of everything. So as we're talking more and more about moving into the 21st century of plastic surgery, we see that each year there is better and better technology. And just like with your iPhones, the generations of the techniques are just getting more and more improved. And what I've seen developing in the practice, at least over the last 5 years, is that patients really come in just like you do. And the first thing you really want to know about is, how can I achieve the goals that I'm setting out to achieve with the least amount of effort? And, you know, sometimes even in other specialties or in other walks of life, we may even call that, you know, what's the life hack, or what's the way of hacking something that we've always been doing. But in this particular case, what I want to talk to you about is really not so much about hacking. And I don't really want you to think of it that way. I really want you to think of it like you're going to be able to achieve something with the risk-benefit ratio being very much in your favor. And the thing that I love to do, one of my favorite procedures, is something called the face tight or body tight. And we use it in the neck and arms and other areas. But if you go on my website, daviscps.com, even if you go on the body tights website, T-I-T-E is the way body tight is spelt, you may even see me on Dr. Oz performing an actual body tight procedure. And this was many years ago, before the body tight technology really got to the level that it's at now. It was back before it was even FDA approved. We were part of a study that allowed us to try out this radio frequency type of a technique that allowed tissues, specifically the skin, to shrink without actually having to cut the excess skin away. And one of the areas that I love to talk about are arms, because so many of you come in and, you know, as you're getting older, you may have lost some muscle mass. You may have started like a very aggressive diet regimen, or something that's just allowing you to get into better shape, but you're starting to notice that there's some skin laxity, and especially in places like an arm or the inner thigh or areas like that, where the classic operation has always been, let's cut that skin away. So that would be called a brachioplasty for an arm lift, or a thighplasty for a thigh lift. And we still do those throughout the year for the right patient. But let's say for you, you really have a little bit of fat still accumulated around your arms or around the bra line, and you really don't want to have a scar taking the place of where that excess skin is. Because sometimes, and again, everyone's different, but for some of you, trading removal of that excess skin for a scar in that area may not be the greatest trade-off. It almost may be like almost like an equalizer. And that's why I always talk about the risk-benefit ratio, because something like a body-tight procedure on the arms or on the legs or on the bra line, and we've been doing so many of them even in the neck, because we call that neck tight, it really does create this new avenue for patients to come in and talk about their goals and what their objectives are for a new look. And I wanted to make sure that you all know how this actually works, because the concept is that by stimulating the tissues with this radio frequency energy, it causes the body to go into a wound healing cascade. And why that's important, and we can get into a lot of technical things that happen with a wound healing cascade, but the concept is that the wound healing cascade eventually turns into causing your body to form collagen. And the collagen that it forms is a way of tightening and thickening an area that has been quote unquote wounded. So as we're using this radio frequency device in a very elegant manner, the heat that's generated in that area, after multiple studies and literature that's been published, and over the course of many years, we know that heating the tissues to a certain degree, Celsius or centigrade or however you want to measure it, creates the body's ability to start growing new collagen. And we all know that as we get older, we start to lose collagen. We start to get a little flabbier. We start to get more lax. Our skin isn't as tight as it used to be. Think of like a brand new rubber band. And as that rubber band gets a little older, it may get a little brittle, so that when you actually are trying to use it in an elastic fashion, it just doesn't stretch or snap back as well as it did when it was a brand new rubber band. And it's very similar, because there's a lot of things that are acting on your skin and on your tissues over the course of your lifetime. So isn't it unbelievable that we now have a way of stimulating your body's ability to actually grow new collagen? We're not even talking about improving upon the collagen that you have, because that's even more of a given. We could do that with other things way before this. I'm saying the new age of thinking about tightening and shrinking skin and causing things to just look more youthful has to do with what types of things can we do to cause your body to grow new, healthy collagen. And by doing that, especially in areas of laxity, it's going to create a shrinkage or a tightening of those tissues. So a classic way to look at this is somebody that, like you, potentially, that has a little bit of extra fat around the arm and a little bit of skin laxity, with a procedure that we literally can do right in the office setting, we can numb up that arm by injecting a little bit of local into that area, and then use this incredible technology called BodyTite, where we're literally sandwiching the tissues. We're placing a very fine, almost coffee stirrer-like prong or probe into one small little nick in the skin. And that goes along the fascial planes of the muscle. And what we're trying to do is generate enough heat to cause the bands that connect your muscle to the subcutaneous tissue and to the skin to basically start to shrink down and heat up. And as a byproduct, we're also emulsifying a lot of the fat that may be hiding all the work that we know you're doing in the gym. So when you're doing tricep kickbacks and you're working on your biceps and you're working on your shoulder girdle, a lot of that is being masked by some areas of fat that would be great if we could sculpt away, right? That's exactly what this procedure can do. And once this has been accomplished, and once we know the correct amount of heated energy has been placed into that arm, we can then very, very smoothly liposuction away that watery type of fat that's now been emulsified, and voila, you end up having this really great shaped arm. Now, it's going to take a good, I'd say, 4 to 6 weeks for you to really see the beginnings of your body growing that collagen, but you'll see immediate results, literally immediate, like while on the table, because the arm's been sculpted. It's literally been sculpted away of any excess fat that was hiding all the work that you're doing in the gym. Now, if you take this exact same scenario and just extrapolate it to other parts of the body, we do this to the neck. We can do this to your abdomen. We can do this to other areas of the body. You could see why this technology has gotten me so revved up and excited. Even, you know, before now, when I first got involved in the studies, before I even went on the Dr. Oz show a few years ago. So when you're looking at things as the summer months are coming along, and you may start to see certain areas of your body that you would love to expose, you would love to show all the work that you've been doing during, let's say, this pandemic at home, working out, watching what you're eating, dieting, exercising, doing all those things, but you're still having some areas that are not as fit as you would like them to be. It could be because of those two reasons, a little bit of extra fat on the area and a little bit of skin laxity that's kind of stopping what you would love to see in a bathing suit or in shorts or in, you know, summer attire. And just keep in mind this idea about this concept of radio frequency energy. And the tool that I like to use is something called Body Tight. There are other ones out there that kind of do similar type of things. But at the end of the day, the concept is more about trying to stimulate your body's collagen production, which will tighten the skin and create a shrinking of the skin, and simultaneously doing away with unwanted fat in areas that are blunting your muscular development. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and I'll be speaking with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.